KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today, the high around 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. A reported fight in Villisca early this morning led to two arrests. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say the communications center received a call from 100 East 2nd Street in Villisca at around 3:37 a.m. with regard to two males fighting. Deputies subsequently arrested 22-year-old Trent Thomas Brammer of Shenandoah and 22-year-old Ridge Reed Ballard of Villisca on charges of public intoxication. Both men were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond each. Ballard was arrested Thursday as well for providing alcohol to a minor and had been released on a citation prior to his arrest early this morning. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports three people were arrested Thursday on alcohol-related charges. As I mentioned a moment ago, 22-year-old Ridge Reed Ballard of Villisca was arrested for providing alcohol to a minor, and 20-year-old Jennifer Leanne Blackburn of Clarinda was arrested for possession of alcohol under legal age. Both were subsequently released on a citation. 17-year-old Dawson Allen Squires of Shenandoah was arrested for possession of alcohol under age and was later released to a family member. The arrests stem from an investigation that took place in the 100 block of East 2nd Street in Villisca. Red Oak police report two arrests. 37-year-old Helen Louise Malone of Red Oak was arrested Thursday afternoon on a Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear in court on snow emergency and illegal parking citations. Her bond was set at $300. And 85-year-old Lois Marilyn Nelson of Red Oak was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant for assault. Nelson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. She was originally arrested March the 9th in connection with an incident that allegedly occurred at the Red Oak Post Office, where employees accused the woman of shoplifting. As an employee tried to recover the undisclosed item, Nelson allegedly hit the victim in the shoulder and spit on his face. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports a Mexican citizen was sentenced to prison Wednesday on a drug charge in U.S. District Court in Pottawatomie County. 29-year-old Jonathan Oros Moreno received a sentence of a little more than 8 years in prison from senior U.S. District Court Judge James Gritzer. 100 months prison term for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine will be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Oros Moreno entered a guilty plea on July 24th of 2015 to the possession charge following his arrest 1 year earlier. He was taken into custody by the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, working with the FBI's Safe Streets Task Force. On July 24th of 2014, law enforcement had purchased 2 1-pound packages of meth from Oros Moreno before serving a search warrant on the Council Bluffs apartment where he was staying. At the apartment, law enforcement located an additional 12 1-pound packages of methamphetamine. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office Thursday said that in a little more than 3 weeks since it was set up to collect unwanted prescription medications, the prescription drug drop box in the lobby of the Sheriff's Office has collected 50 pounds of medications. The meds are currently awaiting proper disposal. Sheriff Jeff Danker said in a press release that the Sheriff's Office partnership with the Governor's Drug Control Office is valuable and that it provides the public a proper place for unneeded prescription drugs to be disposed of, reducing the possibility that medications fall into the wrong hands. Danker continues to encourage anyone who has prescription drugs that are no longer needed or are out of date to consider utilizing the services of the drop box, which can be found at the Sheriff's Office at 1400 Big Lake Road in Council Bluffs. He reminds you the drop box is not intended for disposal of sharps, such as syringes. In the funeral announcements, Loretta Vinke, age 93, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Loretta Vinke will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. B. June Parks, age 87, of Glenwood, died Monday at the Tabor Manor. Graveside services for June Parks will be today at 1 o'clock in the Glenwood Cemetery. Peterson Mortuary in Glenwood has the arrangements. Karen Fritz, age 60, of Oakland, died Sunday. Funeral services for Karen Fritz will be today at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oakland. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Leola Getzinger, age 89, who's formerly of Manila, died Saturday in Cedar Falls. Funeral services for Leola Getzinger will be today at 1 o'clock at Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Eric Jorgensen, age 78, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Eric Jorgensen will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Reverend Charles E. Smith, Jr., age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Reverend Chuck Smith, Jr., will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Jessica Lee Roberts, age 32, of Omaha, died February 11th. A celebration of life service for Jessica Roberts will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Bernadine Gare, age 99, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bernadine Gare will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dale Way, age 91, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dale Way will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Marjorie Maupin, age 84, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Marjorie Maupin will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Julie Hedin, age 78, of Anita, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Graveside services for Julie Hedin will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.